Well, it's a W. First half, we were very active defensively, about as active as we've been at any time this year. I liked that part of the last 8-22 they didn't score in the first half. And that was really the basketball game. Steve said it was a 25-1 run or something like that. But didn't like the way we started in the second half. But we're trying to get better every day and see if we can do some things. You look down there and you know that Marcus didn't score an entire second half. But he had 8 assists and 1 turnover. We liked that passing. JP was 4-2, Marcus was 8-1, and Kennedy was 2-0. For us to force 21 turnovers, that's the most I think we've forced this year. 5 guys in double figures. If you go down there, Jackson missed one at the end. Somebody else missed one right at the end, or it could have been 50% for the game. But all in all, it's a W, and I think we did improve. I think we did get better, and that's our goal right now.
How worried were you, if at all, about a letdown?
I was worried some, because we have a big win at Louisville, and then we don't play nearly as well with the activity in the next game. And so that's basically what we talked about, was great intensity. I didn't talk about winning or scoring anything. I just talked about having better concentration and more intensity, and I think we did that in the first half.
In what ways have you seen Nate grow, particularly over the past couple of games?
Well, tonight I look and see 4 assists, 4 turnovers. We can't have that. But he has. That was his second straight game of getting in double figures. I think he is getting more comfortable. I don't know what happened one time in the first half. He broke loose and wide open left, laid it up against the bottom of the board or something. But we need him to work on his assist error ratio, not have the silly turnovers like tonight, palming the ball with nobody around him kind of thing. But he's getting better and better, and I'm pleased. No, that's a bad way. Partially pleased. I am not satisfied with him because I think he's going to get better.
Kennedy meets it all. Is he ahead of schedule of where you may have thought he'd be at this point?
I don't know if I put a schedule on him like that, but offensively he can do some good things. He really can. He's got to keep working on his body because he needs to be explosive, and he's not explosive in there. He's tipping the ball a couple of times, and if you're more explosive, you go up and get it and get it with 2 hands and follow or dunk or something like that. But offensively, he really helps us. He does some good things. Now, he's got a long ways to go defensively, and I don't think that we made much of a stand defensively inside today. We've got to do a better job in that, and that's Joel and Kennedy and all of them.
What's your thoughts on James Michael's performance?
Well, it's the first game, I think Steve said, in 5 games he's been in double figures, 4-8, but I like 3 steals and his alertness. The play that JP got the dunk on is because James Michael wasn't me guarding. He screamed for Marcus. Marcus turns the corner, and then they have to help. And so that's the reason that everybody's just going up on JP's dunk, and it was a heck of a dunk. But James Michael made the play, and teams are good. Team players are really good because of the dunk that James Michael had inside. JP's the one that made that play because he just got a finger on it, knocked it loose, and then James Michael finished. But I just don't want James Michael to pressure himself. Just be a basketball player and do the best you can do. And if the shot's not going in, become a better defender. And that's one thing I think that I've got to get him sold on, is just being a better defender and let the other things come to you.
Coach, can you give me a little progress report on Isaiah Hicks?
Isaiah is not as comfortable as he wants to be or as I want him to be. There's no question. I told him there at the end, I think Desmond had the ball in the post and threw it out to him, and everybody wanted him to shoot it. We had another one where everybody wanted Luke to shoot it. But Isaiah is going to be a really good player. I love him to death. He can't be a better kid, and he's going to be a really good player. I think he's, what did he do? Missed 1 free throw, 3-for-4. But he's coming.
Kind of a broader college basketball question, but why do you think there are no dominant teams this year?
Well, I don't really think there's been that many dominating teams in the last several years. In 09 we made a pretty significant run through the tournament and won the games, 12 points or more, but there's always 3 or 4. Now, this year there may be more than 3 or 4. Kentucky got beat last night. That was in Texas. Okay, Baylor's pretty doggone good. Kansas got beat today. That was at Colorado on the last second shot. Colorado's pretty doggone good. They were tournament team last year. To me, that's it. There's so much more balance. People don't like to use that word parity. Yeah, nobody likes to use that word, but that's the truth. There are really a lot of good players and a lot of good teams. And I guess Kentucky a couple of years ago made a pretty significant run through the tournament, but I'd like to have had our chances if we'd had all our guys. But Kentucky was dominating down the stretch that year. But I think just the parity of the teams and so many good players is really what it is.
Coach, just talk about going up against some of your former players and Wes, Jackie, and JD. Coach,
yeah, it's I'd like to have had them on my team. Wes made a lot of shots. Jackie was as good a defensive player on the wing as I've ever had, and JB could shoot the Dickens out of it in practice, so I know he can do it in a game too. They all look a little older, you know, and I don't know what kind of shape they're in, but they could probably help our team as players too. But they're three great guys. I mean, you've heard me say before, Wes Miller came closer to reaching his potential as a player than anybody I've ever coached. He pushed it, pushed it, pushed it, and got about as close as he could get. Jackie was extremely important to winning a national championship, and they're going to be very successful as coaches. Just watching Wes's club warm up today, I said, this is a different team. We scrimmaged them about, I'm going to guess 4 or 5 years ago. And Wes was an assistant at that time, and they didn't look like basketball players like they look like right now. They're more athletic, they're bigger, the whole bit. And, you know, coming in here is, you know, hopefully never easy on anybody. I told him I was not going to look down at his bench because I didn't want to know he was coaching during the game. And that's exactly the way I felt at Birmingham as well. But it was funny, the first time I ever sat down and talked to Wes Miller, I said, what do you want to be doing 10 years after you play? And he said, I want to be coaching. And I said, well, you should come here. And he's going to be a big-time coach.
Coach, thank you.